Arrival. For most emigrants from Eastern Europe, arrival on Fettel Island was preceded by an arduous journey lasting several days. First, there was the journey from their hometown to one of the control stations at the Prussian border, or the central control station in Ruhleben, near Berlin. This was followed by an endless wait, while all the various emigration formalities and checks were performed. Finally, after a 1 to 2 day journey to Hamburg, the emigrants would arrive on Fettel Island, exhausted and hungry. All new arrivals to the emigration halls were immediately taken to the imposing reception building to be registered and to have their personal details recorded. Each person received a control card, stating to which accommodation block he or she was assigned. The card also doubled as a meal ticket. Some of the staff could be rather rude to the travelers. A journalist from the social democratic newspaper, Farvarts, reported one employee as saying, "Ugh, how this lot stinks." However, the same journalist reported that there were also much friendlier employees who could speak Russian, Polish, Hungarian and Hebrew. Following registration, travelers had to undergo a medical examination, after which they were required to take a bath or shower. While all this was happening, their clothing and luggage were disinfected. Luggage had to be stored in the purpose-built luggage shed, of which there was only one. Only hand luggage was permitted in the living quarters. Men and women were assigned to separate sleeping quarters. Whenever possible, people originating from the same regions would be grouped together in separate halls, to prevent possible conflict at a cultural or ethnic differences. Jewish immigrants from different countries were housed together.